Hello, everyone. I'm Gary Roby with Call to Worship. God is with you. When you become a Christian, Jesus is with you, always. He is in you and will never leave you or forsake you.
He's always there to brighten up your day. Always there in every way. When it's cold and dreary and your faith is growing weary, you don't have to be
Thank you, Heavenly Father, for being in us and with us right now. Thank you for your presence that gives us your undeniable peace and comfort as only a loving Heavenly Father can provide. Lord, you are that friend that sticks closer than a brother. Lord, you know us. You know our needs. Please, dear God, provide the needs of those listening to my voice even now. Help them to know that you love them more than they can possibly imagine. That you are there, right by their side. holding their hand, leading them as only an all-powerful, all-knowing God can. Remind us all that, Lord, you have a plan for us that will be for the good of those who know and love you. As we are reminded in your word that it's not within ourselves to choose our own steps. Help us to walk through this day, today, in the confidence that our steps are ordered by you. Lord, let us rest in the spiritual reality, that spiritual reality, today. For your love, your faithfulness, and holiness, we praise and worship you right now. Amen.
as I rise, strength of God, go before, lift me up. As I wake, eyes of God, look upon, be my sight. Of God, satisfy and sustain. As I hear voice of God, lead me on, be my guide, oh, be my guide. Christ be all around me, above and below me, before and behind me, in every eye that sees me, Christ be all around me. Whoa, Christ be all around me. I go, hand of God, my defense by my side. And as I rest, breath of God, oh, fall upon, bring me peace, oh, bring me peace. Above
for every moment, every moment. As a shepherd leads his flock, so he will guide us and bring us safely to the place we will call home. And though at times the path seems steep and dangerous, I will not fear what lies ahead, for I'm not alone. He will be there, and I will fear no evil. He will be there, and he will lead the way. And though I walk through the valley in great darkness, he will be there, and I will not be afraid. There are days our hearts are filled with joy and confidence. We feel his presence, and we know that he cares. But in those hours when it seems the journey's unending, you'll hear his voice saying, "My child, you're almost there."
We appreciate you joining us during this call to worship and praise today. Our email service can provide you with information about each week's call to worship program. This convenient reminder includes a link to that week's program and also includes scripture references for the devotional topic. Simply visit our website, calltoworship.us, and enter your email address in the area in the top right corner of our homepage to subscribe to this free weekly email service. Thank you for your letters and your financial help of this ministry. You can write to me here at Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon 97501. And please be sure to include the call letters of this station. And check us out online at calltoworship.us, where you can make your tax-deductible donation safely and securely.
This world I was just starting to rise.
Sharing each new day with him is a cup of fresh life. Oh, what I missed, he's been
This is your call to worship and praise as we consider the reality that God is with you.
Our Savior lives, we will also live and behold Him in glory.
There's no doubt that you have heard this phrase several times during the past Christmas season, Emmanuel, God with us. That is found in Matthew chapter 1, verse 23, and the concept and reality of God's presence with and in us is described all over in God's Word. Let's begin by looking to the Psalmist David, who has much to say about God's presence. Beginning with Psalm 91, Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation, there shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over thee, to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in thy hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and adder, the young lion and the dragon shalt thou trample under feet. Because he hath set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high, because he hath known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. From Psalm 145, The Lord is close to all who call on Him. Yes, to all who call on Him in truth. He grants the desires of those who fear Him. He hears their cries for help and rescues them. The Lord protects all those who love Him, but He destroys the wicked. I will praise the Lord, and may everyone on earth bless His holy name forever and ever. Psalm 46, God is our refuge and strength, always ready to help in times of trouble. Psalm 62, I wait quietly before God, for my victory comes from Him. And in verse 5, let all that I am wait quietly before God, for my hope is in Him. Psalm 139, Lord, You have examined my heart and know everything about me. You know when I sit down or stand up. You know my thoughts even when I'm far away. You see me when I travel and when I rest at home. You know everything I do. You know what I'm going to say even before I say it, Lord. You go before me and follow me. You place your hand of blessing on my head. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me, too great for me to understand. I can never escape from your spirit. I can never get away from your presence. If I go up to heaven, you are there. If I go down to the grave, you are there. If I ride the wings of the morning, if I dwell by the farthest oceans, even there, your hand will guide me, and your strength will support me. I could ask the darkness to hide me and the light around me to become night. But even in darkness, I cannot hide from you. To you, the night shines as bright as day. Darkness and light are the same to you. You made all the delicate inner parts of my body and knit me together in my mother's womb. Thank you for making me so wonderfully complex. Your workmanship is marvelous. How well I know it. You watched me as I was being formed in utter seclusion, as I was woven together in the dark of the womb. You saw me before I was born. Every day of my life was recorded in your book. Every moment was laid out before a single day had passed. How precious are your thoughts about me, O God! They cannot be numbered. I can't even count them. They outnumber the grains of sand, and when I wake up, you are still with me. From John chapter 14, Jesus said, If you love me, keep my commandments, and I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another Comforter, that he may abide with you forever. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him, but you know him, for he dwelleth with you, and shall be in you. I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. From Matthew 28. And Jesus came and spoke to them, the 11 disciples, saying, All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye, therefore, and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen. And from Deuteronomy chapter 31, Be strong and of a good courage. Fear not, nor be afraid of them, for the Lord thy God, he it is that doth go with thee. He will not fail thee, nor forsake thee. Be encouraged, my brothers and sisters. God is with us. He knows what you are going through today. He cares, and he loves you very much. Rest in him today.
Sharing, ever listening, ever open to your grace, ever weak and ever needy, ever hungry for your best, ever clinging to your mercy, ever empty. Just be near you, free to bring you in.
two or three, and I feel that same sweet spirit that I felt of times before. Surely I can say that I've been.
Spread.
Our call to worship today has been invested in God's Word, spoken and in song, as we realize that God is with us. He will not ever leave or forsake us, a friend that indeed sticks closer than a brother. Our goal is that this time has been a meaningful part of your worship today. Please take just a moment and write to us. Our address, Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon, 97501. Once again, that is Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon, 97501. And when you write, be sure to include the call letters of this station. You're invited to visit our website, www.calltoworship.us. You'll find more information about us there, and you can make your tax-deductible donation to this ministry. That's calltoworship.us. And now, until we answer the call to worship once again, from Psalm 32, I will instruct you and teach you in the way that you should go. I will guide you with my eye. He who trusts in the Lord, mercy shall surround him. Be glad in the Lord and rejoice, you righteous, and shout for joy, all you upright in heart.
Oh, the wonder of your greatness, Lord, is wider than the sea and sky. Yet your mercies, Lord, are greater still, for I live because you die. Oh, the wonder of your grace, O Lord, that you would bear our sins alone, that we might step behind the veil, to stand before your throne. In your presence there is comfort. In your presence there is peace. Let your glory fill this temple. Let your Spirit flow. In your presence one day we will bow and worship at your throne and sing a song of grateful praise for the mercies you have shown. In your presence there is comfort. In your presence there is peace. Let your glory fill this temple. Let your Spirit flow through me. In your presence. In your presence. Let your Spirit